Again, I think these two readings are great ones to get us started on our journey through this season of Lent. This season that's supposed to be about humility and confession and repentance as we head towards Easter. There are a couple things I wanted to pinpoint in these readings. And the first one is, notice the number of times the prophet Joel talks about returning. That's an aspect of this season of Lent. The prophet Joel says, "Return to the Lord your God." Return. A reminder, perhaps, that the word repentance means to turn back. And that as we acknowledge our sinfulness, we acknowledge all the ways we fall short, that in itself is a turning back to God, turning back perhaps to the path that God wants us to be on. But also this word return reminds us that the condition of being sinful, this ability we human beings seem to have innately to mess everything up, even with the best of intentions, that is not our original condition. To return to God means we were already there once, and we have fallen away. Our original state was to be created with God. And whether you think that story of Adam and Eve is literal or metaphoric, the message is still the same. At some point, we human beings got it wrong, turned away from God. And so Joel says, return. And that's part of what this season of Lent, I think, is really about. We should be doing that all year long, but particularly in Lent, to return to God, to realize we so often get off on the wrong path. And it's time to return. Return to where we once were originally. And for Joel, that clearly involves a change of heart. I hope you notice all the references in both these passages to the heart. Change your heart. Trust in your heart. Confess in your heart. This season of Lent is a time we are invited to change our hearts. Not just surface stuff, but inwardly. To assess ourselves honestly and to change our hearts to return to God. Then Joel asks an interesting question. He's talking about God, and he says, who knows if he, God, will change his heart? Who knows if God will change God's heart? And I hear Paul, in response, saying, we know. We know if God will change God's heart. And the answer is no. Because God doesn't have to change God's heart. We have to return to God. God doesn't have to return to us. God never left. God doesn't have to change God's heart because God has always been here loving us. That never stopped. We fell away from God. God has never fallen away from us. So we need to return and change our hearts. But God doesn't have to. God's always been here. God's been there waving his arms and saying, hey, I'm here. Come back to me, because I still love you. That has never stopped, ever. And that brings us to the word all. Who does God love? Who does God save? Who did Jesus come for? Paul makes it clear in this passage in Romans. All people. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. All these things that Lent is about, changing our hearts, repenting, confessing, weeping, sorrowing, all the things Joel mentioned, those are all done for our benefit, not God's. Because God loves all people, and all who trust and call on the name of the Lord will be saved. All. Doesn't matter whether you were Jew or Greek or Republican or Democrat or white or black or any category, all will be saved. Now, I hear what you may be saying. Preacher, what about Hitler? Is Hitler saved? Joseph Stalin saved? Genghis Khan saved? Osama bin Laden saved? Well, let me tell you. I don't know. Why would you expect me to know the answer to that question? It's well beyond my pay grade, and also it's none of my business. None of our business. I mean, if you walk through the gates of heaven someday and Hitler's standing there, what are you going to do? Walk back out? All I know is what Paul says. All who trust in the Lord, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's enough for me. More than enough for me. Because I've got other things to worry about. I've got other work that I need to do. And so do you. Especially in this season of Lent.